Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing with my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now. That's right, we're starting now. This is Sacred Magic. I'm Dr. Sharon. I'm here with Dr. Georgia. And Dr. Georgia, tell us why we call this show Sacred Magic.
Whenever life is sacred, we get to connect into our hearts. We get to connect into everything and bringing magic in our life opens us up for miracles. And when we are open for miracles, we let all the good that we crave, we let it come in.
And that's really about allowing, isn't it?
You nailed it. And that's the feminine. That's the going with the flow, the receiving, the connecting within and letting things happen. But at the same time, being centered in ourselves. And that's living a magical life.
So Dr. Georgia and I, we are both energy workers in our own ways, and we've done a lot of spiritual work personally, and that, of course, that work is never done, and sometimes it's not really work, it's just continuing connection. And what we want to do with this show, I'm reminding all of you listening, those of you who are waking up on the West Coast and those of you who have already started your day on the East Coast, we are a call-in show because Georgia and I have a lot of tools and a lot of spiritual allies that can help you shift any life challenge. And so we want you to call in, and it's 1-800-930-2819. We're not going to be able to massively fix any major issue because we're such a short time, but we definitely can apply a tweak that comes from spirit. And as you guys all know, when you've experienced something that is spirit-driven, it's very powerful, way beyond the human world. So we're going to be here for you for an hour. We want you to call. We want to talk to you. We want to help if we can. And we want to open you to the world of spirit that we love and tap into all day long. So, Georgia, what else should people know about calling in and how we can help?
Well, we're going to spend a few minutes with you, and that's going to help you open into what you need to hear. You're going to have Dr. Sharon and myself talking directly to your soul. And it's more impactful when you have two powerful women holding space and bringing in your spiritual guides. That's going to help you move forward in the way you want. And if you want to do more work, you can call or contact Dr. Sharon or myself on our websites. And then we can do a full session, a full hour. Versus here, it's a few minutes, but a few minutes goes a long ways with the two of us together.
So I met Georgia I'm going to say 3 years ago, and I met her when I was searching for a spiritual mentor. And she has done a lot of spiritual work. I would consider her a Christian mystic. She's very intuitive. You could use the word psychic. And when she taps into her ascended masters, Master Jesus, Mother Mary, her spiritual guides, the vibration of love is most powerful, and then comes all the details to help you be, and I'll say me, to help me be more powerful in my humanity. We're not here, and George and I were talking about this the other day. So George, fill in when I give some of these details. It's not all about meditating and disappearing off into the ethers, because you can escape the suffering that the human world has by meditating and tapping out of it. But the biggest challenge, and the more powerful challenge, and the more powerful outcomes are for you to be guided by spirit with your feet still on the human ground. So, being yourself full with your human qualities and then bringing forth your soul essence, that's a challenge, but it's also has potency, doesn't it, Georgia?
Absolutely. Working on our relationship with ourselves, working on our relationship with people all around us, with the world, learning how to respect ourselves and respect those around us. When we learn to do that, we learn to open to our spiritual guides in a deeper way. Because as humans, it's inevitable we are going to put our issues onto our spiritual guides. For example, if your mother wasn't very loving, we're going to assume any feminine spirituality that comes to us is not going to be loving. It's going to be the way we were brought up. So when we process that and start working with ourselves in more loving ways, we get to bring that in the world. We get to bring in new hope, new faith, and a refreshing vibration for everyone we're in contact with. And when we're in love inside, we bring that everywhere. And that's how we make a big shift in the world, by the actions in the world, not just getting blissed out and hanging out in the realms of peace and bliss. It's about bringing that into life.
Now, don't get us wrong. We love those realms of peace and bliss. But I was telling Georgia the other day, for me, so much of my human journey has had problems and challenges. And I've always seen things as a chore because it's hard work. I'm a physician, and truthfully, I have to tell you, in the past 3 years of COVID, that has been serious hard work. But gradually, Georgia and I worked on my finding the love for all of the things I'm involved in, for myself being in all those places. And I said to her the other day, I love my job. And then I couldn't believe I actually said that out loud, because I've never expressed loving my job. It's always been too darn hard. But I love it because I found my path of service. And I have to tell you, 10 years ago, when a spiritual teacher told me to find my path of service, I thought, what more do I have to do? It felt like a yoke, like a burden. I'm in service every day when I go through the grind. Don't tell me I have to do more. But this was a different feeling. This was being so in tune with what my human path is, guided by spirit, that that brought me joy and happiness and excitement. And so that's a really wonderful place to get to. So we only have a couple minutes left before the break. So just let me remind you guys, we're going to talk when we come back about the year, the Chinese Lunar New Year. And it's not just Chinese, it's celebrated by Vietnamese, Laotians, Filipinos, anyway. But we're going to talk about the Year of the Water Rabbit, and we're going to tell you more about that. But I just want to remind you guys, we are here to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819, and let us help you shift, especially with the energies of the Lunar New Year coming in. So, Georgia, let's take a short break and come right back.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy kit and support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gal, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com, and remember to live your life with impact.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org, and be in body, in power, and in soul.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
We're back with Sacred Magic. I'm Dr. Sharon here with Dr. Georgia, and we have two callers. And the first caller is Sim calling in from Seattle. Good morning. How can we help?
Good morning. Do the guides have any messages for me?
Oh, well, what kind of questions do you have? Let's go from there, Sim.
What could I do to help make the world better?
I want to work with you directly, and that's the first step. And making the world better. So tell me what you would like to grow within yourself. I hear you want to serve. What else do you want to grow within yourself, Sim?
I like having fun.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that is fantastic. The world needs more fun. So what I want you to do is think about, in the past, what was the most fun thing that you've done? So think about that vibration so you can grow that and put that into your life more. So go ahead and tap into that vibration. Okay, feel that energy. Let that grow. And now put that out into the world. Because you always want to start with you. Grow that inside. Take a big, big breath, as big as you can. And now go back deep into your fields. Did you see how you just got stronger and bigger in your fields?
Yes, thinking about fun makes me feel way better.
Yes, yes. And that is you being a blessing to the world, you having fun. It's that simple. Okay, let's go back into another memory of you having fun. And now feel that in your body. See if you can loosen your body. Move your shoulders. You have a little tightness in your shoulders. And right there, now your angelic beings are able to connect into you. It is that simple and it is that easy by you completely being you. Okay, feel there's a blessing coming through to you. There it is. Feel that blessing right there. Expand on it. Move your body. And feel that smile moving through your body. Let that grow inside of you. From here, you are a blessing. From here, you are a blessing to every person that comes in contact with you and everywhere you go. So if you walk around your neighborhood, you're going to bless the neighborhood by you being in this frequency. And you didn't do anything. All you did was connect into a vibration. And because that's your vibration, you're going to attract more fun. You're going to bring it to you, but you're also going to be going towards it because it's going to be who you are. And whatever you are, it's what you grow. Oh, I'm so excited for you. You did this so smoothly and easily, Sam.
Well, thank you. That's a great place to start, just by having fun, and that helps everyone else. Wow.
It does. And from there, your beings came through, and that's when you get to connect. Could you feel a blessing coming through?
Well, it feels good. I don't know what I feel and what I don't. It's really hard for me to tell, but it's so simple.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Dr. Sharon, what would you like to add?
The more that we are ourselves, and let me add to that our best selves, the more we are bringing spirit to the world. So if fun and happiness brings out your absolute best, then you are literally shining your vibratory light around you, and it will shift the environment around you. So being our best selves is all that spirit ever wants. And that's what our job on earth is to learn to be our best selves. And in that expansion, you change the world. So good luck to you, Sim. That's wonderful.
Thank
go out
you
and
so
be in your neighborhood. All okay. right. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank
Charlene,
you for taking my call.
From Canada. You dropped off the call, but if you'd like to call back, we're here. So, Georgia, let's take a minute and talk about the energies of the new year. So I love this time of year because this is the Lunar New Year. Sometimes it's in early February, sometimes late January. And these are, we say Chinese, but it's all of Asia. And that has been assigned 12 animal energies. We call it the Chinese Zodiac. It is based on astrology. It's probably from the Taoist philosophies and cultures. And what I love is they decided how to start the cycle of the 12 by the Jade Emperor saying, okay, whoever can get here the fastest wins. So they had to cross a river. So the rat and I think the cat decided to ride the back of the ox, but the rat being the rat pushed the cat off and the cat never made it to the other side. A rabbit jumped on a log, got there sooner. The dragon, who you thought could fly and get there, the dragon took its time helping people and blowing its breath on the log to push the rabbit across. Well, anyway, I guess rabbit might be number 3 or 4 on the cycle. I don't remember. Just thought it was a cute story. Then for each of the 12 animals, we go through 5 elements. So there is earth and metal and air and fire and water. And this is the water cycle. So we'll go through all 12 animals. So 12 years of a water and then 12 years of the next. So this is the water rabbit. So what are the energies of the water rabbit? And I love this for my sense of 2023. Water is a very, very powerful element. If you think about it, you would think fire would be stronger or earth because mountains are stronger, but water just by dripping or constantly flowing can literally carve a canyon through the rocks. So I see, and Georgia, you tap in and tell me if you agree with this. I see that our patience, our ability to keep the flow going is really, really important. And we've done such a good job over the past few years with our resilience. I think that's going to pay off this year. I think our water element of continuing to flow, even if we only came down to a trickle or a drip, is going to pay off. What's your sense?
It's been remarkable so far. I've seen people have new hope, new faith, a fresh energy, and wanting to be their best selves. I've seen this more this year than I've ever seen before. And it's perfect timing because we've all been sitting ducks for a long time now. And we couldn't move. We couldn't make things happen. And every single person on this planet had their life shaken up for them. And now it's time to see where we want to put things in our life. And that's what people are doing right now. They're asking themselves, how do I implement these things I've been thinking about? These things that have been brewing inside of me. And this is what I'm seeing a lot this year. I'm seeing a lot of action and I'm seeing a lot of new vibration. Like when the sun comes up and there's a brand new sunrise, a new day, a fresh beginning. That's what's happening for people. And this is the wave to ride to start your new business, your new book, your new relationship, to make your house the way you want, make your body the way you want. This is your year. this is the year that's going to be much easier. Things are going to flow. You're not just sitting there thinking about it. It's a very passionate year. What do you feel, Dr. Sharon?
Well, I think that we had to hunker down, sometimes forced, that we weren't really crazy about during COVID. But I think it brought forward. I see this in the types of businesses coming forward. I see this in the art and the music. We've been, we had this hunker down and go inward, and we've created things that are now coming forward. And that's going to show itself and continue to grow over the next few years. So the year of the water rabbit, we're going to talk more about those energies. We're going to take a short break and come back. And again, call us 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Hi, everybody. We're back. We're Sacred Magic, reminding you to call us 1-800-930-2819. And Dr. Georgia and I are talking about the year, the Lunar New Year, the year of the water rabbit. So one of the things, Georgia, is the water rabbit is supposed to represent an increase in prosperity. I like that because especially when you look outside around us and the economy raises a lot of fears about our financial security. What's your take on it?
Well, think about a couple of things that you can tie together. Easter brings in the rabbit. The rabbit is the newness, the freshness. And that itself gives us this vibration to want to move forward, to want to take action. The stone, citrine, is yellow. And that vibration is the solar plexus. Citrine is known for being a happy stone. So the reason you start making prosperity is because of the happiness. So people will use citrine for happiness. So citrine, yellow, and rabbits, you know, the spring energy. We have an entire year of that vibration. And when you're in this light vibration of let's go, let's make things happen, it's easier to take steps forward because you're not as afraid. So you feel more powerful. That's the citrine, that's the solar plexus. It's the moving forward where you don't, when you're not as afraid, you don't go into the gloom and doom as much. You feel things are possible. Things are going to work out. And when you do that, you step out. You step out on those things you've been craving, that relationship you've been craving, the money, the business, the book, the workout. You can see how it's going to work out. And as you've probably heard, if you ever heard about manifestation, whatever is in your fields is what you bring in your life. So it's important to have that field and grow it and use this year to grow that inside, to bring that in your life every single day for the rest of your life. Please add to that, Dr. Sharon.
So I love citrine and I love the solar plexus, but that is our seat of our will, our creativity, our life force. And that when you act from that, especially guided by energies coming in through the higher chakras, you can really be prosperous. And that's just not just money, prosperous in the works that you do in the world, in your service, in your happiness, in your health. And the other thing I love is that rabbit is fertility. And that's more than just literal procreation of new human form. This is the fertile ground of your creativity, the fertile ground of all of those things that you want to bring forth. I see 2023 as you said, Georgia, a breath of fresh air, because we've been sort of knocked down trying to adapt to everything that happened with regard to COVID and supply chain and prices and. This is where our resilience begins to pay off. This is where we have learned new tricks to keep going forward. George, I love that you brought in citrine. The other stone that I love for that pure force of your own personal creativity out of the solar plexus is jade. And I'm thinking of the dark green Guatemalan jade. Very, very powerful, solid. And I think we've learned how to be resilient and solid. And so now we can use that learning to propel us forward. So yeah. I love that.
And as we're talking, Mercury goes direct today. Today and tomorrow, we're going to start feeling the vibrations moving forward. And that is going to really propel us. Mercury in retrograde is a time when we are in a little more in the thinking phase, working through our emotions in a deeper way. And now this is going to launch you today. You're going to be launched out into this new year of the rabbit, of hope, of faith, of light, of fresh vibration. And that is exactly the medicine we need. So get excited that this is your time to make steps, and you're going to feel more brave and more connected into what you really want. We've had so many things hold us back, and it's time. It's time to have that money that you've wanted, the friendships you've been wanting, your surroundings, those trips. This is the time to make all of that happen and feel it move smoothly. I want to talk about how to make that move smoothly, how to believe your wants can happen. And for an example, one way to do that is with our first caller. She was amazing. She tapped into that vibration that she needed. She brought that in all around her. And then from there, her spiritual guides were able to come in because she opened. All of us, including her, we get wrapped in our own brains, our own vibration, and we can't think about the newness, the freshness, because we're wrapped in our own stuff that all of us are working on dealing with all the time. But when we shift our vibration by tapping into an old memory, changing our body, our position, going to do holistic healing, getting Reiki, what I do, network spinal analysis, getting a massage, going on a walk, going to the gym. When we do these things, we shift our fields. And then you can take that into a 2-minute meditation and bring that into your body. And with that feeling, you can start bringing in what you're craving. And you're going to put fuel to that fire, to that passion. And when you have that fuel, that fire, that passion, that's going to move you in the direction of what you're needing. And people will be attracted to that. And they'll support you if you let them in on what you're feeling and what you're craving. And I know talking to Dr. Sharon, she's on fire these days. It is thrilling. She is making things happen. She's putting her body in these fields and surrounding herself with people that support her. And she's just on fire. I can't wait till you guys see everything she's going to come out to bring to you. It's amazing. Dr. Sharon, what do you want to add?
I think you're funny, but anyway, thank you. What I wanted to add is one of the things that's coming out is my new book. It's coming out at the end of May, Maximize Your Healing Power. And what you brought up, Dr. George, I think is a really important point. And what we have a couple minutes left, so I'll quickly tell you. I see the process of going from an issue to a solution as a 4-step process. And in my book, I call it the 4 A's, and it's a circle. And once you're aware of the issue, the next step, and this to me, and what Dr. George has been saying, is probably the most important step. The next step is allow. And you allow yourself to feel the possibility of a new thing. You suspend disbelief. You allow your spirit guides to connect to you. And that's what Sim did. She dropped into the vibration that Georgia mm-hmm. set. And that allowed her to connect to her purest essence, filled with fun and ready to light up the world. So that allowing has so many facets. And it is so important, because in that allowing, we break free from the old stodgy limiting beliefs, and we blow it wide open. And that's what I think is going to be good about this year, is we get to allow new possibilities, allow the idea that we can do it, allow spirit to help us. I mean, I see our human path as only being amplified by having spirit connecting to us. So I love it. So Dr. Georgia, we have to take another break. And I hope if there's any callers, you guys will call us. 1-800-930-2819. We have a short 12, 15 minutes. We can certainly tap in and shift something if you want to call us. So Georgia, we'll be right back. We'll take a short break.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hi, everybody. We're Sacred Magic. I'm Dr. Sharon here with Dr. Georgia. So we were talking about prosperity, and I want to share a personal story because it speaks to that stage of allow. And when you allow, both allowing yourself to see a different way, allowing spirit to touch you, allowing yourself to leave the path you're on, that's very hard. So I had medical school debt. Oh boy, did I have medical school debt. And I had remodeled an old restaurant into my office. It was gorgeous, 5-star. And something happened and that the landlady changed her verbal agreement, wanted to charge me more. And so I had to leave that area and moved to working out of my house. still in debt, still living paycheck to paycheck, worrying about paying my staff, and finally having to take what little retirement I had and pay off taxes. And I hit the place where I could not do it anymore, and I needed a path that was not filled with financial panic, torture, worrying about literally every paycheck. And I decided to quit, close the office, close my private practice. That was very, very painful. Very painful. And I felt like I was abandoning my patients. And I went to work as a hospital physician. And I got paid literally four times what I had been making. And I started to carve my way out of debt. I then, full circle around 5 years later, came back to an outpatient clinic. And some of the patients I have now are the patients I had 15, 20 years ago. So we kind of came full circle. But in that moment of deciding to close the practice, I had to be willing to believe that I could be out of debt, that I could step onto a path that was not filled with financial panic, that was filled with security. I had to believe that that the patients I was leaving were going to be okay. And I had to believe and allow spirit. I remember sitting around the lunch table with my staff and something came over me. And usually when something comes over me, I'm getting kind of nudged, kicked in the behind by spirit. And I said, we're closing the practice. I can't do this anymore. I have no more resources to go on this path. So Georgia, making that allowing step can seem scary, but it opens up such a big new world, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it will feel as if our world is coming apart when we can't see the next steps. And sometimes we'll try to hold on for dear life for something that's crumbling, a relationship that's crumbled, a diet that's crumbled, in a job that's crumbled. And we are more afraid of the new things that could happen compared to what we're in, because we'll naturally as humans want something predictable and safety. And by relaxing and releasing the resistance and tapping into that vibration that you want, that say the vibration is in feeling. So if you want that feeling of abundance, you start practicing wanting that more than wanting what you have had and wanting and letting go of wanting the safety and security of what you know. And when we tap into that vibration of happiness, abundance, love, things start opening up for us and we start getting ideas. And you get to enjoy the destruction of your life. For example, I have a friend of mine, their car just overheated. And in the past, they would have freaked out. My life is bad. Things are hard. Things don't get better. But now their first reaction, because we've been working together, their first reaction is, oh, am I getting a new car? Oh, what kind of blessing is this going to be? What kind of door is this going to open for me? And that's what you did, Dr. Sharon. My practice that I have right now isn't working. Oh, what's next? What could happen? What would it feel like to be debt-free? And you followed that path. You wanted that more. And I call it a happy obsession, not a weird, make yourself crazy obsession. Get obsessed with the feeling you want. Put it everywhere in your life. And that's how you make things happen. And we need that to get out of the mud. We need it to unstick ourselves from what we are used to. That's why we have to get happy obsessed. Does that make sense? How would you describe happy obsessed, Karen?
Because the obsession is growing it's growing that current that's flowing the way you want to go. So it's obsessed because you are, it's the water of this year. It's the water element. You are turning on the faucet. And instead of a trickle, you're obsessed about it. Then it becomes a stream. Then it becomes a gush. So you are putting your energy into that vibratory current, which is strengthening it and strengthening it and strengthening it. And that is the water element of this year. So I love that happy obsession. It's turning the trickle into a stream.
Yeah. The shows we watch, the music we listen to, the photos we stare at, those are the things that start shaping our brain. And of course, the conversations we have. Instead of focusing on, oh, woe is me, look how bad things are, it's, can you support me? I feel a little afraid. Can you tell me why this is going to work out? Those are going to be your new conversations. And you start going to people that will support you and attract you because you're not in the mud anymore and you won't have the same conversations with the people you had before with keeping things stuck. And that's a big deal. I actually can, you in the audience, I can feel you. I can feel you needing that right there of shifting how you talk to people and who you talk to. We all know who to go to when we want to be lifted up and when we want to stay stuck. And there is a difference between being stuck versus getting validated. If it starts getting revved up again, you get anxious or depressed or upset, that's you still staying in the mud. So try to pray your way out of it and ask your friends for help. Hey, let's pray. I'm getting stuck. Let's pray for the new vibration that I'm craving.
So my best friend, I would always say to her, tell me again what you see, because she always sees possibilities and futures of that are rosy. And I'll say, okay, tell me again. Tell me again how it's going to look. And the power of the words really is true, because it sets a vibratory stage. It pulls in the field around you. So we only have 2 minutes left. I want to just quickly summarize and have Georgia throw in her summary. 2023 is going to be good. We are going to flow. We are going to bring in the fruits of our quiet times and show how our patience and resilience paid off. And it can bring prosperity in so many fields. Georgia, last few comments for today.
I believe in you. You can get the support that you want, and you can be a happy, balanced, obsessed person in the things that you're craving. And if you're craving these things, that means it is your divine right. It is where you need to be right now. Channel jealousy into motivation of, oh, that's because I want that. Turn that vibration into your passion. Get passionate. Let it feel good. And get those friends that say those things like Sharon's friend say to her. That's everything. It changes everything. And if you absolutely can't find that, start doing it inside as much as possible, non-stop. Change that commentary inside your brain. Talk the way you need to hear it. Be that father inside that you need, that mother inside that you need. Open your channels up, hear the divine come through, get supported, and you can make it happen.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Magic Show, bringing in the mystical and sacred with myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and my friend, Dr. Sharon Martin, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Come back and continue to witness myself, Dr. Georgia, and Dr. Sharon as we shift energy to bring about transformations beyond your wildest dreams. Tap into the magic and sacred nature of angels, plants, colors, stones, and many other energetic vibrations for powerful shifts and healing on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.